USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Facebook stands to lose the most, but Google is more likely to lose. That's the word of legal experts as five separate major antitrust lawsuits bear down on big tech. They are DOJ versus Google, Texas versus Google, Colorado versus Google, Federal Trade Commission versus Facebook, and states versus Facebook. These cases share a common principle. Google and Facebook have made the world worse by stifling competition. Reuters is reporting the United States is set to add dozens of Chinese companies, including the country's top chip maker, SMIC, to a trade blacklist on Friday. Last week, Nigeria was again reeling from a mass kidnapping, this time more than 300 boys from an all-boys boarding school in Katsina, northwest Nigeria. Jihadist group Boko Haram said it had seized students to punish them for un-Islamic practices. Nigeria's government reported the boys have been returned late Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Getting more COVID-19 vaccine than what the doctor ordered. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has good news in the fight against COVID-19.
Doctors across the country expected to receive the Pfizer COVID vaccine with five doses in each vial. But it turns out there are up to two extra doses per vial, which the FDA says are safe to use. Dr. Brooke Watts is a quality officer at the Cleveland Hospital. She tells CBS This Morning,
the manufacturer, as we understand it, was trying to be particularly cautious. They wanted to make sure that each dose was full and there was room for error. But what we've learned from our colleagues around the state and country is that if you follow the manufacturer's directions very specifically, you actually have six full doses in each vial.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The coronavirus vaccine made by Moderna moved closer to authorization on Thursday. The formal decision by the Food and Drug Administration is expected on Friday. We are USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
So many 2020 election irregularities took place in November. A Senate panel was formed to look at the 1,000 sworn affidavits from witnesses. Videos from Georgia showing election workers pulling multiple suitcases of suspected ballots out from under tables after observers were sent away in the middle of the night. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
A Senate panel held a hearing earlier this week to dig into irregularities in the November election, with some members still questioning the results of the presidential election. Senator Rand Paul says he does believe Joe Biden will be the next president, but the Kentucky Republican tells Fox News that doesn't mean there wasn't fraud in the 2020 election.
It's sort of like Roger Maris beating Babe Ruth's record. He got an extra 8 games to do it in, so it's not a fair comparison. I think that there was fraud, significant fraud, and I think the only way we can fix it is in the future by changing the laws, because frankly, we've seen this in the past. LBJ was a big cheater. Pritchard in my state went to jail for cheating. There's a lot of cheating that has happened in our history, but the courts also have a long-term history of never listening to the arguments. They have punted 60 times, but it's important that the left not get to misconstrue this. None of the court cases were on the facts. They were on standing and procedural technicalities. Nobody has ruled that there wasn't fraud.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
There is no such thing as the office of the president-elect in the United States government, nor is Joe Biden officially president-elect until electors officially count their numbers the first week in January. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.